verse 20, all go unto one place. You're speaking of the process of death. It's not saying that men don't have souls as animals, but go into one place, that is the grave. All are of the dust, and all turn to dust again. It's just funeral homes have made a big industry of trying to make death look different. You've got people in cosmetics trying to make the body look right. You've got funeral homes that are selling you the most expensive 100-year guarantee, won't leak type vaults and all of that, but it's still dust. That's how the Lord made us from the dust, our Father, and that's to dust again. Who knoweth the spirit of man that goeth upward and the spirit of the beast that goeth downward to the earth? That's the one thing that distinguishes man from beast. There are a lot of people that would love to think that we all just die as beasts and that's it. But here, clearly in verse 21, scriptures make a difference. The spirit of man goes upward. It doesn't mean everybody that dies goes to heaven. It just means that that spirit is taken before the judge. But as a king, this is how you establish alliances with these different nations. They offered you daughters to marry, and then, and if you took them, that was an alliance. And again, you can look at that and say, well, that's where he got off on the wrong foot. Well, as you read Solomon's life, yes, it did become a bondage for him, and in a particular time in his life, turned his heart away from the Lord. And yet, you say, well, how could a man like him, God used to write the scriptures? What we're reading here in Proverbs and in Ecclesiastes and Song of Solomon, we're seeing the end of it. How many of us, in looking back on our life, can look back and see a straight and narrow path? I can't. And yet, as I stand here today, I know the only thing that has me here, pointing each of us to Christ, myself as a needy sinner, is the grace of God. That whatever turns there were, even the psalmist says that even our wanderings are written in his book. We know that psalm that says, God bless the broken road that led me straight to you. That you look back, every twist and turn, God is purpose. Even here, God is at work. Because when he ultimately brings Solomon to repentance, Solomon's going to look back on all of this against the backdrop of that sin, and what's he going to say? How gracious is the Lord? Who am I that he should be merciful and gracious unto not a righteous one, but a sinner? 1 Timothy 3:16. This is the translation according to the Textus Receptus, the received text. Without controversy, great is the mystery of God was manifest in the flesh. If you go and take an NIV or a New American Standard or one of these other versions and look at it, they take the word God out. He is the way they translate, was manifested in the flesh. And some people say, well, it's saying the same thing. No, it isn't. Because he leaves it open to interpretation. You could say an angel was manifested in the flesh and justified in the spirit and seen of angels. Even there, that fits. You know, here was this angel that was glorified by the other angels. Preacher unto Gentiles, believed on in the world and received up into glory. Another classic one is over in 1 John chapter 5 in verse 7. If you read some of these modern texts, this is completely synthesized down to verse 8. You might as well say it's taken out where it says, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. That's a pretty strong statement, but in those other versions, you won't find it. I was preaching one time and came to that, and someone came up afterwards and said, where were you preaching from? And I looked at their Bible, and they had one of these versions that had completely taken it out. So, you know, there's a reason why there's a carefulness that we have, even with regard to versions, even with regard to the person and work of Christ, and we need to be discerning.